A day I'll never forget. I can remember it was a November Friday, and it was rainy and very warm for that time of the year. And I'm doing a full hour at noon. Now, in those days, you couldn't play music on WGN radio if you didn't have a union musician in the studio to play the records. Right. Because Jimmy Petrillo, the president of the Musicians Union, said, if you're going to put my musicians out of business with records, we got to find work for them. And so at WGN, we had record turners, as they were called. Couldn't play music if they weren't in the studio.
19 minutes before 1 o'clock. This is Country Fair from WGN Radio in Chicago.
So I'm doing the hour-long Country Fair show at noon. It's about 12:33. I'm doing the state-by-state forecast for the Midwest. Gene Doretti from the newsroom comes walking in. Now, there were no computers. All of our news came in on yellow teletype paper, United Press International, Associated Press. And he comes in and he lays this strip of yellow paper down. And as I'm reading the forecast on the air, I glance over and it says,
here is a bulletin from WGN News just handed me. President Kennedy has been shot and seriously wounded. Kennedy was shot at just as his motorcade left downtown
Dallas. Well, we played jokes on each other when we were on the air. We'd set fire to copy and all that sort of thing. And I thought, this is a strange joke to play when, you know, you're on the air. And I looked up into the control room and I saw his face and I knew it wasn't a joke. So I stopped the forecast. I read the bulletin. Now what do? You don't have internet. You don't have telephones. You don't have anything. So I've got this bulletin. I don't have a record turner. He's out to lunch. News director is out to lunch. Program manager is out to lunch. So I went back to the Indiana weather forecast. Wow. And then I repeated the bulletin. And then I went back to the Iowa forecast. And I repeated the bulletin. And finally, about 11 minutes later, a record turner came in, and we went to music. And it wasn't until 1 o'clock that Walter Cronkite went on the air. And
from Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
But the interesting prelude to that goes back to May of 1960. I'm still in Green Bay. The presidential campaign is on. And John Kennedy comes to Wisconsin to do a series of speeches, comes to Green Bay, does a couple of campaign speeches, and then holds a news conference at the Northland Hotel. And at the news conference, I asked probably three questions about dairy policy and agriculture and that sort of thing. The news conference ended, and this gentleman in a suit, one of the senator's aides, comes up and he said, have you got a minute or two? I said, well, yes. He said, the senator would like to talk to you. So we get down to the bar of the Northland Hotel, and I'm sitting in a booth with Senator John Kennedy, and he wants to talk about dairy and agriculture in the Midwest. 3 years later, I read the bulletin. He's been shot.